ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। अथ व्यवस्थितान् दृष्ट्वा धातराष्ट्रान् कपिध्वजः प्रवृत्ते शस्त्र संभाते धनुर् उद्यम्य पाण्डवः ऋषिकेशम् सदा वाक्यम् इदम् आह महीपते। अथ व्यवस्थितान् दृष्ट्वा धातराष्ट्रान् कपिध्वजः प्रवृत्ते शस्त्रसंभाते धनुरुद्यम्य पाण्डवः ऋषिकेशम् तदा वाक्यम् इदमाहमहीपते। अत्र व्यवस्थितान् दृष्ट्वा धातराष्ट्रान् कपिध्वजः प्रवृत्ते शस्त्रसंपाते धनुरुद्यम्य पाण्डवः ऋषिकेशम् तदा वाक्यम् इदम् आहमहीपते। Situated. Drishtva, looking on. Dhritarashtram, the sons of Dhritarashtra. Kapidvaja, one whose flag is marked with Hanuman. Pravitte, while about to be engaged. Shastra Sankhate, the arrows released. Dhanu, bow. Udyamya, after taking up. Pandava, the son of Pandu. Arjuna, Rishikesham, unto Lord Krishna. Sada, at that time. Vakyam, words. Idam, these. Aha, said. Mahipate, O King. Translation. O King, at that time Arjuna, the son of Pandu, who was seated in his chariot, his flag marked with Hanuman, took up his bow and prepared to shoot his arrows, looking at the sons of Dhritarashtra. O King, Arjuna then spoke to Hrishikesha, Krishna, these words.
So, again the word Hrishikesha is used here. In the beginning also, Hrishikesha Panchajanam. Krishna is again designated as Rishikesha. As you have explained several times, bhakti means Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam. Bhakti is that. Bhakti, the whole devotional service program, means Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam. So, Arjuna was meant for serving Krishna because he is bhakta. Krishna has already addressed him, bhaktosi, priyosi, rastam nitam uttamam. My dear Arjuna, I am speaking to you the mystery of Bhagavad Gita. It is a mystery. Mystery means very complicated. No ordinary man can understand. That will be called mystery, rahasyam. But not ordinary rahasyam. Uttamam. Uttamam means transcendental. Not covered with darkness and material sound. But it is brilliant. Devam, Vigyam, Rahasyam. So ordinary man cannot understand. Therefore they interpret foolishly, speculate, and demonstrate the rascal. That's all. Even big scholars, so they cannot understand because they are not devotee. It is meant for the devotee. This whole Bhagavad Gita is a transaction between God and devotee. There is nothing more. Just like if you go to the market and two mercantile men talk, it should be understood that he is also a businessman, he is also a businessman. So they must be talking something about business. It is natural conflict. It is not that two businessmen are talking seriously, not that they are discussing Bhagavad Gita. You cannot say that. They must be talking about business, something about profit. Just like all the businessmen, they assemble in exchange, like stock exchange. So there is howling, there is sound, talking with each other. Tumultuous sound. That tumultuous sound means one businessman is talking, what is your rate, this is my rate, what is your rate, this is, that's all. You cannot expect that the stock exchange, the people gathered there, they are talking something about Bhagavata and Bhagavad Gita. No. Similarly, when there is talk between the Supreme Lord, Krishna, and his devotee, so this whole talk is bhakti. There is nothing else. They derive some meaning, jnana, jnanatma, vyakta. They describe on the understanding of the jnanis, philosophical speculators. They are also candidates. Those who are jnani, actually, they are also interested to know what is Krishna. Jnani cha bharatarusha. Jigyasu. Ato arthati. Jigyasu. Jnani cha bharatarusha. These four classes of men, provided their background is pious life. Impious life cannot inquire about God or can understand about several times he repeated the verse. Jesam antavatam papam jnanam punya karma te dandamahani muktam bhajanti imam dhiru. Papi, sinful man, they cannot understand. They understand only things that Krishna is Bhagavan, Swayam Asura. But he is an ordinary man, maybe little powerful, historically very famous man. So he is after a man. So I am also a man. So why not? I am God. This is the conclusion of the abhakta, non-devotee and sinful man. So anyone who is declaring himself God, immediately you should know he is the greatest sinful man. And if you study his private life, you see That is his number one simple. This is the test. Otherwise nobody will say that I am God. This false representation. Nobody. Any past man will not. He knows what I am. I am an ordinary human being. How can I claim to take the position of God? And they become famous among rascals. As it is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Savai uskak kharaj. What is that word? Uskak kharaj samasuta purusa pasu. In this world, we see there are many great men, so-called great men, and they are very much praised by the general people. So, Bhagavad says that anyone who is not a devotee, who never chants the Hare Krishna mantra, he may be a very great man in the estimation of rascals, but he is nothing but So, Sabir Varaha Usra Karoi. So how you can say such a great man? You are saying that Arimu, our business is very thankless task. We say any man who is not a devotee, he is left. We say generally. It is very harsh word, but we have to use it. As soon as we see that he is not a devotee of Krishna, then he is a rascal. How do we say? He is not my enemy, but we have to say. Because it is stated by Krishna. If you are really Krishna conscious, then our business is to repeat the words of Krishna. That's all. What is the difference between a Krishna's representative and non-representative? The representative of Krishna will simply repeat what Krishna says. That's all. He becomes a Krishna. It doesn't require much qualification. You simply repeat with firm conviction. And Krishna says, Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam. So, one who has accepted this fact that if I surrender to Krishna, my all business is successful. He is Krishna. That's all. You don't require to be very highly educated or advanced. Simply, if you simply accept that what Krishna says, that's why Arjuna said, Sarvamitam mitam manne. That was the secret. My dear Krishna, Krishna, whatever you are saying, I accept it. Without any change. That is bhakta. Therefore, Arjuna is addressed. Bhakta. This is the bhakta's business. Why should I think of Krishna as like me, ordinary man? This is the difference between a bhakta and not bhakta. A bhakta knows that I am insignificant, a small spark of Krishna. Krishna is individual person. I am also individual person. But when we consider about his power and my power, I am most insignificant. This is understanding of Krishna. There is no difficulty. Simply, one must be sincere. Not sinful, but the sinful man cannot understand. The sinful man, he will say, oh, Krishna is also man, I am also man. Why I am not God? He is simply God. No, I am also. You are God, you are very God. Just like Vivekananda said. Why you are searching after God? Don't you see so many gods are loitering in the street? You see, this is his God reality. This is his God reality. And he became a big man. Oh, he's seeing everyone God. This foolishness, this rascaldom is going on all over the world. One does not know what is God, what is power of God, what is meant by God. They are accepting some rascals as God. As is nowadays there is going on. Another rascal has come. He is also declaring himself God. So it has become a very cheap thing. But they have no brain to think that I am claiming God. What power I have got? So this is the mystery. This is the mystery. Without becoming devotee, the mystery of understanding God is not possible. And Krishna has said in the Bhagavad Gita, how one can know? Vakyamava vijanati javana dasyami tattva. Only by devotion. Simply. He could have said, by high topmost knowledge, or by yogic process, or by acting, becoming a very great karmi, worker, one can understand me. No, he has never said. Never said. So the karmis, jnanis, yogis, they are all aspects. They cannot understand Krishna. All aspects. Karmis are third class aspects. The jnanis are second class rascals, and the yogis are first class rascals. That's all. You should understand, the so-called yogis, they are first class rascals, because they do not understand Krishna. The jnanis, they are also second class rascals. Even a big scholar like Dr. Radhakrishna, he is deformed the meaning of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyajimana namaskuru. You always think this is Krishna consciousness. Manmana, always think of Krishna. About me, Krishna says. And they will make meaning that you can see us. Krishna says that you always think of him, you can say also, think of me. This meaning, yes, distort. So, Krishna says, manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyajinam namastu. And this Dr. Radhakrishna says, it is not to be Krishna person. You see? There's a big scholar, Dr. Philosophy, he cannot understand Krishna. Krishna says directly, manmana bhavamad bhakta. He is interpreting it differently. Therefore, this word is used here, Rishikesha. Rishikesham idam vakram. Rishikesham tada vakram idam aho mahipate. Mahipate, O king, Sanjaya was addressing Dhritarashtra. He is a king. Mahipate Rishikesham Kapidhaja. Kapidhaja is nominated. So he said Kapidhaja. Kapidhaja also significant. Kapidhaja would go on his feet, just like nowadays also every nation has different types of flags. So, Arjuna also has his flag. On the dhaja. Dhaja means the flag. The flag was on the top of his chariot. And he was marked with Hanuman, Bajrangas. Bajrangas, Hanuman, who fought for Lord Ram's. He's fighting for Krishna. So he is also following the footsteps of Bajrangi. Vaishnavism is like that. Mahajana Jena Gatasya Pantha. Mahajana Jena Gatasya Pantha. Vaishnava should follow his previous Mahajana authority. That is Vaishnavism. We don't manufacture ideas. We don't commit sadrasaya. We simply accept the behavior or the activities of previous asas. There's no difficulty. In the fighting principle, Arjuna is fighting for Krishna. He is following the previous fighting Akash, Hanuman. Therefore, he has depicted his clash with Hanuman. The Hanumanji, Bajrangaji, kindly help me. This is Vaishnavism. I have come here to fight for Lord Krishna. You fought also for the Lord. Kindly help me. This is the idea. Kapil Bhala. So, any activities of devotional, they should always pray to the Kriya Sahasar. Kindly help me. This is, Vaishnava is always thinking himself helpless, and begging help from the previous art. This time in Chaitanya Charitamrita you find the author at the end of every chapter, Sri Rupa Raghunatha Padejare asked Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna. With every line he is thinking of Rupa Raghunath, Priya Sahasar. So let me surrender to the Goswami and they will help me how to write. You cannot write. That is not possible. So this is Vaishnava's policy. Vaishnava Thakur, Tomara Kukur Bhaiya Janaha Mur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung. My dear Vaishnava Thakur, you just accept me as a dog. As a dog walks by the indication of the master. He lives his life. Dog has a good qualification. However, a strong dog may be. When the master orders, he will give his life. This is dog. Faithful, so faithful to the master. So Vaishnava Thakur, the Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying, Vaishnava Thakur, Tomara Kukur Boliya Janaha Mur. My dear Vaishnava Thakur means Guru, kindly accept me as your dog. And he describes, I forget the exact language, that I will always try to protect you. As dog, keep watch. So I will watch. So nobody can come to disturb you. And whatever little prasadam you give me, I will satisfy. Dog is a dog, so qualification. Master is eating, but the dog will never come. Unless the master gives little monster, he satisfy. He satisfy. So this is Vaishnavism, to follow the previous asa. This is Vaishnavism. Mahajana Jena Gata Sapantha Dharmasya Tattang Mihitang Guhaya Mahajana Jena Gata Tattva Pratishtha Stutayo Vivhinya. Tattva is a very great logician. You can argue. Why Krishna can be God? I can be God. By logic, you may defeat an ignorant devotee. But Sakya says, by becoming a big logician, you cannot understand transcendental knowledge. Transcendental knowledge you have to understand by submitting. Pranipatena, tadvidhi, pranipatena, vastava surrender. Tadvidhi. If you want to know this transcendental science, then you must fully surrender. This is first quality. Tadvidhi, pranipatena, pariprasnena, sivaya. Three things. First surrender, then if you cannot understand, then you question. Otherwise you have no right to question from a Vaishnava. Not that, can you show me God? What kind of qualification you have got? You want to see God? And another rascal will say, yes, I will show you God. Come to me, I shall show you God. It is good. One rascal is inquired, can you show me God? And the big rascal says, yes, come to me alone, I shall show you. This business is good. A God thing is so cheap thing that any rascal comes, can you show me God? And another rascal says, yes, come to me in the evening, I shall show you. That means if he is a foolish rascal, then he will show him something merry. And he will understand in God. That's all. Finished. God saying business is finished. And he comes after God saying he's the same. The same rascal. What improvement you have seen God? What improvement you have made? God saying so dirty, so cheap thing? No. So we should be very careful. If we actually are interested in understanding manusanam, it is not so easy. The Bhagavad Gita will find. Manusanam sahasresu, kvaschid jatasi siddhare. Out of many billions of persons, kvaschid jatasi siddhare, one person becomes interested how to make his life successful. Because they do not know what is successful life. They simply know how to work like hogs and dogs. Day and night working. And what is the goal of life? The sense greed. Just like the hogs. Hogs will find day and night finding out where is food. And you eat. And as soon as the hogs become very fatty because they eat actually very substantial. Stool is chemically very substantial food. It contains hypophosphate. The doctor said, I do not know that they have tested. But they test it, actually. When they test in laboratory, they test. I know that. They test it, they have to test it. Because the laboratory chemical examination means the symptoms have to be written. The characteristics. Just like potassium cyanide, they have not tested. Because as soon as the test is done. So, chemical analysis means one has to test to find out the characteristics. So this I've seen when one doctor friend, he was keeping one this empty stool in a plate. So, in his table, I saw, what is this, doctor? He saw it is to be tested, it is decent is true. So they test it. They have to, they take keys. And everyone, medical man knows. So, this hog's business is to eat stool, and as soon as he gets fatty, then sex. And that sex has no distinction. You will see, hog. He does not care whether mother, sister, or any daughter, it doesn't matter. So this is hog's disease. Simply eating and getting strength of the senses and this human life is not meant for that purpose. Therefore it is said that a person without God consciousness, Krishna consciousness, he is no better than these dogs and all. That's all. This is our conclusion. This is, we don't give any formal respect. Of course we have to give because we are in this world. But at heart we cannot give respect to a person who has not any sense of Krishna consciousness. We cannot give. Because who is going to give any respect to the dogs and hogs? Sarira maraha ustak kharai sam suta purushat pasu. Therefore, Jiva Goswami has commented on this verse. If somebody says that this Mr. Satan Sir, this Dr. Satan Sir, he is respected by so many people, and you are saying that he is a rascal, what is this? So, Jiva Goswami says that this man is respected, but he is respected by whom? He is respected by this class of man. Dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. So he is a big poshu, just like the lion. Lion is respected by, in the forest, by dogs, hogs, camels, and asses, and other animals. Because lion is the king of the animals. But does it mean, because he is designated as the king of animals, it has got any use? Has it got any use? For any purpose? Similarly, these political leaders, they may be lions, but who respects them? It is dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. That's right. He may be big animal, but he is animal. No better than a big animal, that's all. And other animals, praises. Dogs, hogs, camels. And every word in the Srimad Bhagavatam here too. They are described. Why? And especially these animals have been selected. Dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. A dog is very faithful to his master. He will commit so many offenses for the sake of the master. Because he knows the master gives me food. So, in your country, if you pass through one's house, from within the house, they will bark, 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 while you are going in front of me. This is committing offense. Committing offense. Unnecessary. So the dog business, one side he is very faithful, and one side he is simply committing offense. Unnecessary. Threatening other people. You see? Unnecessary. Without any offense. And dog's another business is that he is seeking always master. Unless he finds out a good master, it is his sheep dog. And it has no place. It has no place. It will not get sufficient food, become lean and thin, and loiter in the street. Because dog must find out. Shudra life. Shudra, unless he finds out a master to provide him, he is all education is useless. Nowadays they are educated, but they must have a good studies. That means he is a Shudra. Without finding a master, his education has no value. So therefore, in the Shastra it is said, Kalo Shudra Sambhava. Kalo, in this age, Kali Yuga, everyone is Shudra. Because he cannot even live without having a master. He must have a master to provide. But the Vedic culture is that Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, they will not accept any service. No. They will die of starvation. Especially Brahmana. That is, enjoying the Shastras, This is a Brahmana. If he is in bad position somewhere or other, economically, he may accept the position of a Kshatriya or a Shudra, a Vaishya, but he should not accept the position of a Shudra, that is dogs. This is showing that. Therefore, a formally, a Brahmana or any accepts a service from anywhere, he was rejected from the Brahman society. You know, Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, they belong to a very high class Brahman, Saraswat Brahman. Very rich man. But both the dwellers accepted service in Mohammedan government as minister, and they are immediately rejected from the Brahman society. It is not very long ago, say about 500 years ago, the Brahman society was so strong. As soon as they will accept service, you know the Tagore family of Calcutta, Rabindranath Tagore, they are also Brahmins. And we know in our childhood, they are also excommunicated from the Brahman family because they also accepted service. So these are basic principles. If we follow the Brahmana, we will not accept anyone's service. That is against. Similarly, Kshatriya. Kshatriya, why this fight between Arjuna? They made them direct of the kingdom. So they appealed to Duryodhana. They might have Duryodhana. You are my brother, you have taken all our properties, so we are Kshatriya. We are not going to become Vaishya or Brahmana. We must leave. Give us at least 5 villages, 5 brothers. We shall be satisfied. There is no question of war. No, sir. Not even the land which can hold the point of Nidhi. I cannot say. There is no way. Therefore, there are fights. There are fights. So, these are the some of the glorious points of this fight. But he is dependent on Krishna, Arjuna. Therefore, your success, victory. You do act as Kshatriya. Not that as Kshatriya, he should become a Brahmin beggar. No, a Kshatriya cannot be beggar. And neither a Brahman cannot be Vaishya. This is real caste. But you work as a cobbler and at the same time you claim to be become a Brahman. This is not allowed. The formerly the king used to see whether a Brahmana is acting like a Brahman. Otherwise he will stop. Then he will be designated as is working. This was the duty of the king to see that everyone is employed according to his profession. It was the duty of the king to see everyone must be employed. The Brahmana must be working like that. The Kshatriya must be working like that. The Vaishya must be working like that. Otherwise he cannot stay. Not like at the present moment. The Brahmana is working, a servant, a Shudra, and is Brahman. No, this is called Asuri Varnasram. Varnasram. Varnasram is very good institution. But it's still Varnasram. Perfect Varnasram. Cannot be possible in this age. That's why there was talk between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai, how perfection of life can be attained. So Ramananda Rai first of all quoted a verse from Vishnu Puran, Varnasamacharavata Purushina Parapruma, Vishnu Aradhati Kunsa, Nannatattu Sukarana. That when human society accepts this Varnasam institution, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Brahman. This is basic civilization. Without this division, there is no civilization. 11. So therefore he quoted this verse, Varnasama Charo, Purusheno Parapama. If anyone is following the principles of Varnasama, then he is worshipping Lord Vishnu. Because the whole life is made for worshipping Vishnu. The present civilization, they do not know that. Nataya vidu sata gatim hi Vishnu. They do not know, that's right. So what is the aim of life? Aim of life is to become Vaishnava, servant of Vishnu. Therefore, the very word is used. Rishikesha. Rishikesha, he is the guide. Ishara sarabhutana vriddesha arjuna tishthati. So, Arjuna was strictly following the Vaishnava principle. And therefore, he inquired from Rishikesh. Because he knows the Rishikesh is guide. Sarvasvatam rivisannivishya. Rivisannivishya. Maptasmati jnanam apohanancha. So Arjuna knew. That was his very word. The other day also, Rishikesh was there. And bhakti means to satisfy Rishikesh. This is bhakti. Rishikena Rishikesha sevanam bhakti rishyat. Bhakti, this is the simple definition of bhakti. Rishikena, Rishik means the senses. As you have got hands, legs, eyes, ears. These are different senses. When you engage your senses only for the service of Krishna, then you will be satisfied. Your life is perfect. You simply see Krishna nicely decorated in the temple. That is bhakti. You simply prepare foodstuffs for Krishna. That is bhakti. You simply chant the holy name of Krishna. That is bhakti. In this way, we can utilize all the senses. We can utilize our hands in collecting flowers, in cleansing the temple. If you have got education, doesn't require. Simply engage your senses. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam. Perfect. You have got your senses. Engage the senses for the service of Krishna. Then you become perfect. Very nice thing. You don't require to become a very big philosopher, very rich man, very nicely educated. Nothing of this sort. Simply you have got your senses, engaged the senses in the service of Krishna, your life is perfect. Thank you. Thank you.